I used to be fun. I used to be fun. No, seriously, I used to be fun. How many times have you said this or thought this since becoming a mom? We believe you. Now, we just have to prove to you that you are still fun. Welcome to the Mother Plus Podcast, the show for too much moms who more often than not feel like they're not enough. We're your hosts, Stacy and Stephanie, two ADHD moms who are most definitely not medical professionals. In fact, more often than not, we need medical professionals. But there's one thing we know for sure, is that the key to loving our motherhood is understanding our brains. Today, we're going to talk to you about how common it is for the wild and free ADHD woman to become a total basket case in motherhood and lose all her fun. What happens when our good girl masks come off? And what therapy, meds, people-pleasing, and the good girl syndrome all have to do with finding your fun again. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Mother Plus Podcast. I have my co-host Stephanie sitting right next to me.
Hi, Stace. Hi, everybody.
Are you ready to talk about fun?
Yes, I am so in the mood to talk about fun today. You caught me on a fun day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so backstory, guys. In our very viral reel that a lot of you are aware of at this point, where Steph listed out all of the things that we all seem to have in common, perfectionist-based procrastination, ADHD, high achievers,
anxiety,
all the things, one of the most popular and liked comments was from a woman saying, I used to be fun. Where did my fun go? And it really hit a nerve with a lot of us, including myself, because I think as ADHD women, we can all relate to being really fun before we had children. Mm-hmm. We were experts at fun. Mm-hmm. And then we fell apart with motherhood and with ADHD, and it's like all the fun got sucked out of us. So today we are here to talk about how to get our fun back.
We're taking our fun back. We're taking it all back. Reclaiming our fun, but also understanding why this is a hot topic, like why it pushes our buttons. Because I've heard Stacy in so many of our ADHD episodes talk about being Spacey Stacy and how much fun she had when we were younger. Mm-hmm. We've talked about how this huge aha moment of understanding a piece of the puzzle when we were like, no wonder we can't, quote, let go of the past. No wonder we idealized this phase. It's when we were fun and we felt good about ourselves. Mm-hmm. So like this whole when did I lose my fun thing is important. Yeah. So we're going to explore it today and then we're gonna reclaim it.
Mm-hmm. So let's start by talking about why an ADHD woman is an expert at fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this is something we've kind of covered in a past episode when we first did our ADHD series on the good parts about being ADHD. And so for me, I felt like I was very spontaneous. Everything was last minute. And that was a beautiful thing before motherhood, right? Me and my husband would be like, let's go to a Cubs game today and just not go to work. And we would just do it. And like, just, you know, that kind of stuff. And now everything has to be planned out. And if you don't plan it out, you're fucked. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like I was loud and wild and free. And I loved to dance and go out to karaoke. And everything was about, like, my whole life was about fun. I lived with my best friends.
Yeah.
Whether we were going out or staying in, there was almost always a dance party. Like, it was just
the connection. I have these memories of we would have ladies' night every Wednesday, and at one of our houses, we would cook, and the other people would bring dessert and wine, right? And one night we were having too much fun, and we needed to walk to the liquor store for more wine. Mm-hmm. And so we're walking down the street, holding hands in the dark. And two of us are early childhood music therapists, and we're singing, A Sailor Went to CCC, while we're walking to the liquor store. Like, that to me, like, I think we all have these snapshots of, like, we're all sitting on the floor eating pumpkin pie out of a tin on someone's, like, shitty coffee table, right? The living with your friends, the being with your friends, when life was about constant connection, and you never knew what could happen. Mm-hmm. And even then, I was always a planner, right? There was always that planning part of me, but, like, I would use that for fun. Like, I am planning this Oscar party with the red carpet, and we've got games, and we have voting cards, and we have prizes. Like, I would even put my planner to work to have fun. Everything was about magic and memories and crazy Halloween costumes.
Oh my God, the Halloween.
Right, the everything. Themed parties and like the game nights with your drunk friends. And no, it was magic. And I'm going to pause on this before we shit on motherhood, which, no. I'm never the one putting the brakes on talking about the crappy part of motherhood.
Right.
But I'm going to add the perspective of a mom whose oldest is almost 18. Mm-hmm. And youngest is almost 13. Mm-hmm. And I have fun. My kids talk about me having joie de vivre. Mm-hmm. That's one of my ADHD superpowers. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, was there a period of time when I was not fun as a mom? For sure. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you right now, before we rewind and talk about how and why motherhood sucks the fun out,
right.
That here I am, I'm 45, my kids are teenagers. We have so much fucking fun. Yesterday was Mother's Day, and we had so much fun. We laughed so much. We did all our favorite things together, and because they're older, we have favorite things now.
Right.
There were inside jokes for gifts and in the cards, and we watched our favorite episodes, and we laughed in public, and like, they love my funness now. And something clicked in me yesterday where I could really celebrate that. I'm like, they see me and get me, and we are connected, and we have fun. Mm-hmm. So, like, as a spoiler alert, like, hey, you're going to get to the other side of this thing.
Right. Okay? Steph has always been our beacon from the other side to remind us that, yes, when you're in the baby and the toddler stages, fun might be hard to mm-hmm. come by,
yes.
but it's not a forever thing.
Right. I am the voice from the other side, but this voice from the other side is never, ever going to tell you guys in the trenches to right. enjoy it.
But I also say that doesn't also come automatically. Like
no.
What you did yesterday, the beauty of yesterday was because of some major life decisions you've made and because of the work you've done on yourself and coming to a point where you are allowed to let the wild Stephanie come back out so that you can have fun again, because you could also have Stephanie, you know, what's that movie, The Sliding Doors? If you'd chosen one way or the other,
it could have
been the Stephanie that stayed where she was.
Ooh, stop, I have chills.
And chose not to work on herself. And no, she really wasn't fun anymore. And she goes to her college reunion or her high school reunion, and they tell stories, and you're sitting there deadpan, and you're like, yeah, that was fun, but that wasn't you anymore.
Oh my God.
And that
I
is
have like
now.
A lump in my throat and chills and I think that's the powerful message that we want to get to today is like, whatever it takes you to get to the other side, right? Like, you can find your wild.
Right.
You can find your wild.
Right.
I wrote a little haiku that I can't remember how it goes, but it's basically like wild, unwild, rewild, right? Like, that was only part of it. I'm like, I know how to count and do haiku, but I can't remember. But like,
I get it.
It's like we all start wild and then we unwild ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then at some point you're going to rewild.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like that's what this is all about.
Right.
And I think as ADHD moms, it has a different angle and it looks different because innately we are dopamine seekers for better or for worse.
Mm-hmm.
We are more creative. Mm-hmm. Many of us are more expressive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the finding and losing and regaining of our fun is maybe it's like it's really important to us.
Right.
And it can be kind of intense.
And what I found in writing the outline for this episode and me and Steph discussing it is that ironically, the getting back to you having fun is some serious work.
There's some irony there.
Yeah.
It is, but it's worth the work.
But it's totally worth
God,
the work.
Oh my God, again, it is.
Yes, if you're wired for interest, keep listening because it is worth it. But
yes.
You do have to work.
Yeah, so be interested in this fun. So,
yeah.
I mean, let's talk about how motherhood really can suck all the fun out of us. Like that's a real thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Despite whether like you will get it back at some point, but like it's no wonder why that goes wrong, because all of a sudden your responsibility
mm-hmm.
is off the charts.
Right.
You've never experienced anything like it. And if you grew up or I mean, we didn't, Stacey and I didn't get diagnosed until very recently. Mm-hmm. So when we were both new moms, we didn't have our finger on the pulse of like, you know, I have this ADHD brain that I need to work with. No, right. We didn't understand.
Right.
So if you have executive functioning challenges mm-hmm. and you are focused on things that interest you rather than the quote important things, you were in for a rude awakening.
Sure.
And so we're talking like all of us get increased responsibility when we become parents. Mm-hmm. But if you are a woman with ADHD who has internalized any kind of learned helplessness mm-hmm. or I don't understand or I can't read the directions,
right.
everyone else got a memo, I didn't, it's going to feel even worse to you.
Right, right. And I have a theory that the women who do not have ADHD, neurotypical, whatever you want to call it, who were generally responsible adults before they became mothers, it was less of a jump because
yes.
they were already paying their bills on time. They were already keeping a calendar. They were, you know what I mean? Like
they didn't feel like they were trying really hard to compensate for skills they didn't have.
Right.
And we always felt that even before we knew we had ADHD, we just thought there was something wrong with us.
Right.
Right. right? And so to think there's something wrong with your adulting and now you have to keep a human being alive
right.
that isn't yourself. That responsibility is not just like, oh my God, I got a new job and I'm trying to manage my time.
No.
Like it's life altering.
Next level.
And it's really hard to be fun when you're doing that.
It's so exhausting. You mm-hmm. just have nothing left in you and you're unrecognizable to yourself. The way I always think of it is like when I was a brand new mom and I walked past the mirror and I caught a glimpse of my reflection and I'm like, who is that woman? She looks so tired mm-hmm. and so like, you know, just not the, where's the
it's
spark?
Not me.
Where's the spark? It's not there anymore.
Right.
And so, I mean, another element of motherhood besides all of the administrative crap that we like to talk about is just the, I call it refereeing little terrorists. Like these kids, especially once you have more than one, they're fighting constantly and you have to hold space for all of their emotions mm-hmm. and you're, you know, and as ADHD women, I think we are good at the emotion part, but it's exhausting.
It still takes effort.
Yeah. yeah.
And so as they grow, even after you've adjusted to your new responsibilities, it feels very frenetic trying to manage them.
Yeah.
And then I think one of the biggest ones is the good girl mask that we wear. In IFS therapy, I have a part that I call act busy. Mm-hmm. Who's like, look at me, look at me. I'm driving kids to school. I'm cleaning the kitchen. Look at me being busy. And it's like, it's first of all, it's such hard work to keep the mask on. The good girl, the rule follower, the act busy mask. That's not fun. That's constant effort. And when you take it off, what happens? You fall apart.
Yeah.
You crumble.
Yeah, you absolutely crumble. And it's like, I don't know which one I'd rather have.
Yeah, right.
Because before I realized I was masking, before I realized I was still trying to be a good girl,
it was actually a comfortable place. I was good at that. I'd been doing that for years. I was the good girl all through elementary school from the very first time I was named on the high honor roll. It was like, phew, like, I got this. I can keep masking and I can be the good girl and this is easy. It was actually way more uncomfortable to take the mask off and then feel exposed and like, wait, if I'm not the good girl, what am I? And
Ooh.
Then crumble. So like if I had to choose, part of me wishes to unknow.
Mm.
Like when it first happened, part of me was like, fuck, I wish I could just go back to the way things were. That
mm.
was easier because
mm-hmm.
that was comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Mask came off. I fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you can't unknow what you know.
Yes.
You couldn't unring that bell. You can't put the shit back in the horse, as they say.
Sure.
You know?
Exactly. And so what I was saying before with this is going to be painful, or I don't think I used the word painful, but this is going to be, it's going to be uncomfortable to find your fun again.
It's going to be work is what you said.
Yeah.
It's going to be work. And it is. It is. You have to be conscious about it. But like, we're ADHD women and we fucking know fun.
Right.
So like, here's, we're going to give you some assignments here, but they're fun assignments. Because you do need to get your foundation in place. And honestly, we've talked a lot about therapy. I have for even longer than Stace because
mm-hmm.
I've been in therapy on and off for like 20 years. And it's not because I had some kind of giant trauma, you guys.
Right.
Like, I didn't have a terrible childhood.
Right.
I didn't have these big tragedies. Like, I've been in therapy on and off for 20 years because I felt uncomfortable in my own skin and I haven't been able to figure out why.
I have ADHD, that's why. I mean, that's part of it. But like, then it's just undoing and untangling all the threads. So therapy is really helpful, and it is hard work, mm-hmm. but it is the thing that enabled me to get to this place where I am right now.
Right. Right. Which is a good place.
It's a good place.
And then there's the med piece, which we've talked about frequently on this show. Whether you choose to do medication for ADHD or not, it is a worthy thing to try because it could make a huge difference in your ability to cope and handle all the stress that comes with motherhood, which yes. then allows you to be fun again.
Right.
You're not going to be fun because you're taking drugs. You're
no,
fun
it's
because...
not like, and again, it's like truly if you like pop an Adderall and you're like, wee!
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have ADHD.
Right.
Right. It's like, for me, it's been a quieting of the noise yeah. inside my head that makes me irritable with my children, that mm-hmm. makes me say, come on, God damn it, I can't right now. I'm right in the middle of this. It takes the edge off because finally I don't have so much mind chatter
right.
that I can be present with them.
Right.
And, you know, acknowledging your ADHD, meds or no meds, mm-hmm. the whole thing where I'm like, what I understand about myself, a lot of the tendencies that are because I have ADHD, like I can't relax until I send this email or get all my messages. Like I know this about myself. And rather than feeling guilty for saying, kids, I need 2 minutes. If I can't get to the bottom of this inbox, mm-hmm. I can't concentrate on what you're saying. And I'm not embarrassed about that anymore.
Right.
Because I know that that's how I function. I know that my built-in anxiety coping mechanism is I can't have this clutter on my phone. It right. stresses me out. For right. some other moms, it might be I have to put the laundry away
right.
or I have to put the food in the Instant Pot or
right.
whatever it is. It's like, just accept that you are this way and do the things that make you feel better, because I guarantee when you feel better, you are more fun.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
And I think when people say that, like, why am I not fun anymore? It's because we're the bitchy moms, right?
Right.
We're the moms who are like, put your fucking shoes on.
Right.
Where's your backpack? How do we do this every day?
Right.
Is this our first day on the job? Come on, you guys. We're the moms who are like, oh my God, I thought I could get to the grocery store and back in time for pickup and I can't. Who wants that mom around?
Right.
Who wants that mom around who's like, God damn it, I'm doing 14 different things. Stop talking to me. That
right.
mom is not fun.
Right.
And that mom is not fun because she's out of control.
Right.
And she's out of control because she doesn't understand herself.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't been given tools. She's operating with the wrong set of instructions.
Right.
Right. And we all get to breaking points when, I mean, and to compound it, it's like, the self-loathing that happens when you're already like, why can't I be like Sarah? Why can't
right.
I be like, why am I like this?
Right.
That is not a recipe for fun.
Right.
So sometimes to get to the root of how is it that I have lost my essence,
right.
we have to do some work.
Right.
And that work might be therapy, or it might be listening to a lot of podcasts or reading a lot of self-help books, right?
Right.
There are a lot of different paths, but you have to put your time in kind of figuring out your shit. And the next one, alone time.
So we're going to revisit some things we've talked about in past episodes long before we were talking about ADHD, but they're still relevant here. So after you've done the uncomfortable work, which is never really over, so it's not like a checklist item that's done, but like get it started, is to get some alone time. So today, as we speak, it's the day after Mother's Day, and Steph and I recapped how wonderful both of our Mother's Day were for different reasons, but mine was so wonderful because my husband offered, you know, lunch at this really fancy restaurant in downtown Golden that I adore. And without hesitation, I was like, that's not what I want for Mother's Day. What I want is to be alone. What I want is alone time. That is how I recover. That is how I recharge. I'm an only child. I think for many reasons, I grew up with lots of alone time. And as much as I feed off of people, I feed off of my own energy and having some silence and to do the things that I love to work on. And I don't know about you guys, but I was terrible at asking for that when I was a young mom, and I never got it. My husband traveled a lot. I never hired any help. So I was never, ever alone. And it just caused me to be on edge all the time. And I think it also contributed to some rage. Like
right.
I was just, you know, the touched out that you've talked about before, like
yeah.
they were always on me, always asking me for something, and being the empathetic person that I was just like, oh, their feelings, let me hold all this space for their
yep.
feelings all the time. Always
repeating what they said to me. Oh, you're sad. I feel your sadness. You're frustrated. Right. All the Montessori things.
Right.
But like at the end of the day, I was just like spent.
Right.
I had nothing left because I never got my alone time.
Right.
I can't be fun if I can't recharge.
No, we have to recharge. And we've done episodes about momcations mm-hmm. where you literally go away. We even had a momcation for one night and one day mm-hmm. this winter. And if you don't have the ability to do that for a weekend or a day, like give yourself those little breaks. Right. You need those breaks if you're not recharging.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then the other thing that's sort of the opposite of alone time is finding the people that make you feel fun. And you know who they are because you light up in their presence, because you get the giggles for hours, the same way you did when you were 20-somethings together.
Yeah.
Like, there are people who, and you, if you're listening, you know who you are, who light me up, who make me shine, and I think I do the same for you.
Right.
It's that flow, it's that vibe.
Right.
And when you spend more time with the people that remind you of that time you were singing the children's song on the way to the liquor store or whatever,
right,
that makes you get more in touch with your fun.
Right.
And then on the flip side,
there's the energy vampires, right? I think most people have heard that term at this point.
Mm-hmm.
When you're with them, they suck the energy out of you. They take all the energy and you feel more tired after leaving their presence versus more energized.
Yes, or you can't take your mask off around them. If you notice like, oh, whenever so-and-so is around, I'm really uptight.
Right.
I feel like I'm being judged. I feel like I have to act busy.
Right.
I have to keep my mask on. Sometimes we can't avoid these people. Sometimes they might be family members or bosses or coworkers or the PTA president or whatever.
Right.
And we can't banish them from our lives, but we can be in touch with like, okay, all right, hold on.
Mm.
I'm going into battle.
Right.
Put my armor on. I'm going to remember who I am. I'm going to kind of get rooted in myself just to notice makes you feel like your best self and who makes you feel like that overachieving good girl who can't take the mask off and can't relax.
Right. And I think a quick note here is that these people aren't necessarily bad people. They're just not your people.
Ooh, I like that. So I like that.
I feel
they've got their own shit and they're doing their own masking and they have no idea what they're contributing.
Right.
I think the point is like, yes, the more conscious we are of like how we feel in the presence of different people, like you have to lean into what feels good, right?
Right.
Ooh, which brings us to our next very interesting, we're going to do the double take, the like date night and then I got a divorce.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My husband and I were like the king and queen of fun before we got married. Like, we were a blast. And I think it's really easy to forget that after you have kids. And we're not great at date nights, but when we do have them, we are reminded of how fun we are. And it's always like, we end up at a karaoke bar or we end up dancing or we end up talking to the couple at the bar next to us for hours and getting their phone number. Like, and we laugh and it's just, it reminds me of who I was and reminds me of who we were before we had children. And I get to step back into that person and that feeling for a night. And then as much as I can, try to bring it in to the next day mm-hmm. and the next weeks, be like, oh yeah, remember her? She's still there.
The word that comes to mind as you're talking is playfulness.
Yeah.
And like in a minute, we're going to tap back into that episode where we said we hated to play. But here's the thing. Playfulness feels great. Playfulness is important. And obviously there are no date nights on my radar. If you've been listening for a while, you know, I'm a single mom. I've been almost divorced for an almost year. And I will speak in very broad strokes here, but sometimes finding your fun is really truly about curating the people in your life and how you feel around certain people and how you feel when you're not with certain people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that has felt most fun to me is the reclamation of the space that I'm living in and the going thrifting at Goodwill with my daughters for bright, beautiful art that we hang on the walls, painting a hallway yellow and calling it the whimsy wall and filling it with like ridiculously beautiful, playful, silly things that don't match, but that look great that we found thrifting.
Right.
Like
That is finding my fun. And it's the ability to exhale. Mm. It's the ability to
be yourself,
be myself.
Yeah. Not and ask permission for anybody no to permission, express yourself.
No eggshells, yeah. No masking.
Yeah.
And so I would just say to you, if that's not something that's happening in your current relationship, I'm not telling you to burn the village down, but I am saying take a closer look and do what it takes, because while we might be able to curate which girls' nights we go to and which meetings we attend, having a partnership is something that requires a little more effort than that. And so if your primary relationships in your life leave you not feeling like your real self, I would just ask you to maybe take a look at that.
And one more thing that is very recent and fresh for me is really working on expressing myself with my husband when I'm frustrated or when something's on my mind or when I don't agree with something he said. As a lifetime people pleaser, I'm suddenly awakened to how much I do that with him and how unnecessary it is and how it builds resentment in our relationships. And I have been trying this new thing called blurt it out. So when he says something that, you know, pings me in a bad way, instead of letting it sit and telling myself, okay, don't react right away, maybe think on it overnight and come back to him tomorrow. Let's talk about it this weekend when we're relaxed. Instead of doing all of those excuses in my head, I just say it right away. And this has literally been like a week of this, and I feel lighter.
So it's sort of like this. If you feel like you aren't being yourself around a person, but you're not taking your mask off to even see how they respond to you, you gotta do that first. Right. You have to be honest. This is who I am. This is how I feel. This is what I need. This is what that sounded like. You have to take your mask off first.
Right.
That's you cleaning up your half of the street, right?
Yeah.
And like to bring this all back around, we have this episode where we confess that we don't like playing with our children. And the upshot of it is we know that there are specific ways where we experience play with our children that feels good to us. Mm-hmm. Dance parties, outings, sing-alongs, movie night, snuggle time, right? Find the fun with your kids that feels good to you. If you don't like picking up a plastic dino and making it talk, that's not the path to your fun.
Right.
So find your fun with your other friends, in your relationships, work on it in therapy. But when you're with your kids, find a fun that speaks to you.
Right.
Because I guarantee you, if they see you being silly and having fun in your own language, they are going to join you.
Mm-hmm. And that happened for me this morning. Both of my daughters were in a bad Monday mood, didn't want to go to school. And my usual is hear them, hear their emotions, feel their emotions, hold their emotions. But instead I was like, I'm just going to be goofy. And like, I put on this whole presentation about putting their bento boxes into their lunch bag, but I did it like a salesman. And I was just like, this is the Ice Pack 3000. It'll keep your lunch cold all day long. And they just, I mean, they lost it. Yeah. And I can't remember the last time I've been that goofy with them, but I used to have that in me all the time with my friends. I don't use it with my kids. And something I notice is my husband has it in spades, right? Because he's away from them all day. And so when daddy comes home, it's like, it's the daddy show. And he's silly and fun, but mom's the serious responsible one. And I'm just like trying to get a little bit more of that fun back. Cause I'm like, I have that too.
Right.
I just don't use it because I'm so tired all the time.
Well, I think we need to stop panicking that we're not fun anymore.
Yeah.
We are fun. We just forget sometimes.
Yeah.
And hey, man, we have ADHD. We're forgetful. Of course we forgot. So consider this your reminder. Yeah. We are here to help you remember you are fun.
You are fun.
Don't give up on yourself. Find your fun. It's in there.
And if you need a reminder, go to Facebook. If you're like me, Facebook started when you were in college, and go back through the old photos, the very first ones, or go through your phone or go through photo albums and remind yourself of the fun woman you used to be.
Maybe you actually old school print out some of those and you make yourself a fun me like collage that you hang up, right?
Yes.
Or even just one picture.
Yeah.
Put one picture of fun you on your bathroom mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget her. Remember her. We're here to help you remember. We got your back.
Mm-hmm.
Join us in our ADHD Moms Club. We are having so much fun over there.
Mm-hmm. There is a lot of fun. And one of the biggest things about finding it again is finding the women that you can be yourself around, and we are being ourselves in that club. There is no bullshit. No. There is no small talk. It's all real.
No apologies, no masking.
Yeah.
And it feels good.
It feels really good.
All right. We are so excited to have you as part of our community. We will see you next time.